With joy, I bow down to Yamuna, who is the prime cause of all accomplishment, and who contains in abundance dust particles emanating from the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, and who is with sweet-smelling water containing joyful flowers from evergreen gardens on the banks, and who is solemnly worshipped by both gods and demons, and who has the splendor of Sri Krishna.
Kalinda giri masake patad manda puro jwala vilasag manolatha prakat gande shailonata sabhushagati dantura samadhi rudhe do
Yamuna, the daughter of the sun, who looks so crystal white with fall of splashing floods of water on the mound of Kalani, who appears so beautiful with her up and down gaiti on the cheek like visible rocks, who follows zigzag routes with noisy flows of water, who looks like one well seated on an exquisite swing, and who enhances devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, be victorious.
Bhuvam bhuvane pavani madhigata mane kasvanai priya bhir visevita shukamayura hansadivi taranga bhuj kankana prakat muktika valuka Krishna Surya Priya.
You bow down to Yamuna, the fourth beloved of Sri Krishna, who sanctifies the earth by coming noisily, attended upon by parrots, peacocks, and swans, as if served by her own loving maids, and who displays pearl-like sand particles on her bangles in the form of waves, and who looks beautiful with her hips in the form of two banks.
Ananta guna bhusite Shiva viranchi devasude Ghana ghana nibhe sada Dhruva parashara bhisade Vishuddha mathura tate सकल गोप गोपी वृते कृपा जल दिशंश्रिते मम मनः सुखं भावय
ओ यमुना adorned with unending virtues worshipped by Shiva Brahma and other gods as splendid as water-filled clouds, who fulfills the desire of Dhruva and Parashara, on whose banks stands the pious Mathura, who is encircled by cowherd boys and maids, one who is under the shelter of the ocean of compassion, Krishna, O Yamunaji, kindly think well for the happiness of my mind.
Yaya charane padmaja murari po priyam bhavuka samagamane to bhava sakala siddhida sevata daya shadashata
Who can compare with Yamuna, due to whose association Gangaji, the one emitting from the lotus field of Krishna, could become affectionate to Krishna and grant all supernatural faculties to her worshippers? If there is anyone who could be compared with you, it is Lakshmiji, the lotus born, who is also Krishna's beloved with a similar fortune. May Sri Yamuna, the one who end all ills of devotees of Sri Krishna, always dwell in my mind.